Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy new year, and welcome back to Midnight Meditation with Charlena. This morning, as we continue with January, and this is our first show of January, so not to think that you miss anything. January is known to be oftentimes one of the grayest months of the year. And it really has nothing whatsoever to do with whether or not the sun is out. But for some reason, we've all gotten to the point where we believe after the holiday block that there's nothing but to go down in consciousness, in the feeling of not having a holiday, a major holiday, although we do have Martin Luther King's birthday, a holiday of gift-giving, I guess, in gift-giving or eating in January. So there's a feeling of the doldrums. But I want to get us out of that. There's no reason for us to take on that feeling or that thought. And as I say that, thoughts, feelings, thoughts, whatever you're thinking about is how you feel. So let us take ourselves, I invite you to take yourself out of feeling of January being the grayest month. And what I decided is that I'd like this time, this year, to feel a lightness of being. We're going to take on a new mindset, a mindset of happiness. And that's all you have to do is to change your mind and realize you can be happy. That happiness is an inside job. So think back to 13 days ago if you're Christian and you were happy. Or think back about a month ago if you're Jewish and you were happy. Or think back even a couple of days ago when you were celebrating Kwanzaa or Ramadan or the 12th. And realize that all of those are happiness or parts of being happy only because you were thinking it so. So I invite you to join me in feelings of happiness even in January. And for the rest of the month, we will be thinking and feeling. So now, let us get comfortable. Feet on the floor, if you're sitting, and grounding yourself by your feet being flat on the floor. And if you are sitting, have your hands facing up on your knees in a receipt of whatever comes your way. Good things all. And if you are lying down, allow your hands to rest comfortably at your sides. And this time, this year, I thought I would do something a little differently. We're going to go through our inhalation and exhalation, but I'm not going to count off out loud. I will do it silently. So when we do start the meditation, with the breathing in, holding a little bit, and the breathing out, I invite you to look at, even though your eyes are closed, and you can see, and even practice that now, see upon your inhalation that your chest, as you would breathe in deeper and deeper, your chest expands. And then after a bit of holding, you let go, breathing through your mouth very, very slowly. And see your diaphragm and your chest concave into itself. And then we'll start anew. So I invite you now to allow yourself to see your breathing just as I described it. And we are going to do 5 inhalations and, of course, 5 holds and 5 exhales, releasing. And I also invite you, after we've done our 5 inhalations and exhalations, to continue at your own pace to meditatively breathe. Now, inhale. Allowing your breath to take you on an adventurous inhalation and hold just for a moment and release with your mouth slightly ajar. And inhale again, feeling as you inhale a sense of freedom, a sense of knowing exactly who you are, and then allowing that to escape as you breathe out and your chest concave and now inhale again as deep as possible and on that inhalation feel the happiness welling up inside of you from the very depths of your soul. And you are almost sparkling with happiness. And hold. And release, knowing that with every breath you hold, you inhale and hold and then release, that you are getting more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, more and more releasing of any stresses of the day, of the week. Now inhale a 4th time and realize on this inhalation that you are expanding not only your chest, but your horizon, and that you can see so far, so clear, everything that's going on in your world. And hold just a moment. And then release. Time. Inhale deeply. And you are seeing your chest expand, and you can't help yourself but allow your arms to float up and hold with your arms aloft. And release it through your mouth as your arms float gracefully. Continue breathing at your own pace. Now, if you will follow me on a visualization, envision yourself floating above yourself as you lie on the bed and you are watching yourself sleep. So the odd thing is, the beautiful thing is, face, your smile, is nothing but pure, pure joy. As you get comfortable with the floating, you realize that you can now see into your own dream, and you see that you are a chocolate lab puppy playing effortlessly and effortfully with your own feet. These feet that are just a little bit too big for your body. And as you continue to play with your feet, you begin to tumble over, tumbling just slightly off kilter, then tumbling down a small hill. Breathe deeply. You can smell the green of the grass as it caresses your nose as you fall forward and overhead, falling down a small slope, and you are stopped suddenly by a small pumpkin. And this pumpkin is just big enough that you cannot get it in your mouth. But you realize you can get hold of the stem and you bite down on it and bring it up the slope, up the slope, up to your sleeping body when you morph into a butterfly, a beautiful monarch butterfly. And as you morph into this beautiful monarch butterfly, you realize that you are gliding, that your wings bend effortlessly, makes contact with the wind, and you are feeling all of the breeze that flows underneath your wings and keeps you up in the air. You very lazily, slowly flap your wings. Nothing is heard. You just know that you have flapped your wing. The wind is catching your wing just slightly, and you feel the breeziness on your tiny little face inside your wings, feeling gentle and breezy. And just as you think you won't be able to find anything, you come upon a milkweed plant, the long, elongated, flat leaf seems to be calling your name. Very slightly, as you find the perfect leaf that you can settle down upon, and that milkweed is so delicious, you almost cannot pull yourself away. But as you do, you smell nectar somewhere nearby, and you want to go and investigate, but you're not sure that you can. As you're about to reach out with the wing, you suddenly morph into a red and blue through the sky and over the field, and now even over the lake. And you feel so loved, so energized, that you can do nothing but float. As the balloon floats effortlessly across the sky, you realize that you look down at yourself, your sleeping self. Is it possible? Yes. Yes, it is. You are smiling even broader. Breath you take, each leg fully developed and formed beneath the Church of England. I invite you now to see yourself as a ladybug. You realize on the floor, on the white floor, just how much liquor you need. Allow yourself to experience walking slower than any way possible. Allow yourself to see and feel the wind blowing all around you. Does not disturb you. Because being a is so magnificent, so easygoing, that you know there can only be happiness. As you walk slowly through what looks like a giant jungle to you, it's just weeds and grass. You realize the new world that you are discovering, the beautiful green. Whether grass or weed, and sounds of birds chirping in the distance, ever you go. You can release any doubt. The world is me. You awaken as you float back down to your body. Your face is still beatific. The beautiful smile that you've had the adventure of a lifetime.